Welcome back to another episode of the What Everybody Podcast. Episode 99 of the WBP is here and upon us, and boy, do we have a good one for you today. We're going to go up, we're going to go down, we're going to go all around. We're going to Paris? What? I don't know. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. So with no further ado, Ryan and Johnny. Welcome back to another episode of the What Everybody Podcast, episode 99. We're coming up on episode 100. Ryan Harris, hello.
One away. Hey.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I have something that's gonna blow your mind. It's gonna blow your mind. You want me to jump into it, or do you want to say hi to the people first?
Hello, people.
I'm letting you take care of this introduction.
Well, I've got two topics today. I want you to know this, and I'm saying hello to the people. People to the hello. And hello to the people in the family household, wherever in the world you may be. It's been an exciting time since we were here last. Ryan and I.
That was tough to follow.
Was that hard? Well, go back and rewind if you need to follow.
I would like to say salutations of the hello persuasion to the people of the pod.
Of the pod family household.
Part of the people. Our mi familia.
The reality is this, dude. Yeah. We did a gig together last week.
Yeah, dude, I dig your band. Your band's
Thanks,
cool.
Thanks, dude. I dig your band, too. Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm not lying.
I'm not lying either. Our first single is coming out, or actually just came out for our band on the 23rd.
Your song's called what, Be Yours?
Be Yours. The record's coming out June 21st. Pretty happy with it.
I'm going to put a link to your video in the description. I'm doing this because I want to be that guy that does a little point down here. Click the link to the video and watch the Mercury Riots. Be Yours. The second verse is my favorite part because Johnny's dancing. He's doing the Johnny You dance in the video.
I do have a Donnie. I was so stoked when I
started out loud. And let me tell you, when I say I out loud laughed, it wasn't because it was bad. It was because it made the video fun. You're not taking yourself too seriously, but the song's good. So there's all this Johnny You dance is in the video. Yeah, I dig it.
I have my signature moves and it made it to the video.
I'm going to have to ask you to show them on the podcast for the people. I'm going to have to ask you to take a minute.
Something like that. I'm connected with a wire, so I can't get fully, but this,
And if you go for
the video, it's just my pelvis.
It's a gross word when you say it. I know it's a body part, but I don't want to hear you say pelvis.
I saw Jordan, the guy who made the video at our show. And this is a true story. I've done a lot of music videos, I guess. So have you. And I'm not really ever like expecting them to be good. Not that the ones I've done are bad.
Yeah.
Wanna Drive Metal Bridge. I think that's a great video. Boys and Girls. I actually saw the actor from that video at our gig too, which is weird. He was with Ashley.
Really?
I'm like, I know this guy. She's like, you should know him. He was in your video. I'm like, oh, that's the dude from Boys and Girls video with short hair.
Well, that's pretty cool.
But I got this video. It took me three times to make it through the whole thing because I cried the first two times. I was just overwhelmed with joy that it was so good, the video itself.
And you cried happy tears?
Happy tears. Like, I was just like, I was overwhelmed. Put your shoulders up. Go carve a pumpkin. No, when we were making it, I just wasn't anticipating it to come out as good as it did. I feel like it captured the essence of what my band is about. You know, it's fun. It's rocking.
Yeah. You know what it is? Any video that I've ever watched that I've done, I'm so in my own head about like just putting something, I guess you could call it vulnerable, out there.
And yeah, like our podcast. As we sit here and just talk about our feelings, and I talk about how I cried when I watched the music video.
And then I abruptly made fun of you.
Right. And if it was a different time, I could say things to make fun of myself. But hey, times have changed.
Times are a changing.
No, dude, but that show, I'm glad you like the video. And I truly do like your band's music as well. I think our bands are a good combination together.
Yeah, it's a good mix. You guys are like fun rock and roll, and we're kind of like serious is the wrong word, but like sort of tongue in cheek rock and roll.
Yeah.
We have a video too. I'll put our video. I'm going to put our video down here too. I'll put it right below you. I'll put yours above ours. That way you feel like it's,
Oh, so I feel so I feel like I'm more powerful.
You have click priority.
Click priority. It was a really fun time that night. You know, I've been going through some changes in my life, and you know, so that was a nice break.
Yeah.
From that stuff.
We had a bet on the last podcast of how much you were actually going to watch. How much did you actually watch?
Of your show?
Yeah.
Easily half.
Okay.
Easily.
I believe you.
You started and I was out front talking to people.
Yeah.
Okay. But then from that point on, I definitely watched from different angles. I got to say that that guy Todd, who works at the Whiskey, is the man.
The security guy. He was so cool, dude. He's so nice to us.
It was amazing. The last time I had played there with Mercury Riots, I remember Levon from the Knives came to the show, and I wanted to bring him upstairs, and whoever was working the security door that night was like, no. And then we played and he was like, you guys were fucking awesome. Yeah. And then he let Levon upstairs and I was like, why did I have to play to prove to you that I'm a good musician for you just to be a nice guy?
Maybe he didn't know you were playing.
Well, I had the wristband. I was allowed up. He just wanted to let me bring my friend with me.
Yeah.
And then, but this guy, Todd, who was working there that night, from the second we got there, he was just the coolest dude. He actually called me yesterday. He goes, dude, who are you? I go, why?
Who are you?
Well, this is after we already introduced ourselves. He's like,
Valid question.
He goes, because everybody's like, Johnny, I love Johnny. I love Johnny. I love Johnny. Everybody seems to love you. And I'm like thinking to myself, he definitely must be talking about a different Johnny, because as far as I know, I'm one of the most hated guys in rock. So, hey, yeah. There was a time and a place when we moved to California and the Whiskey. I remember having friends back at home are like, dude, the day you play the Whiskey at Go-Go, I'm flying out. Now, let me make Rob. I'm not going to say your last name because I don't want to throw you under the bus.
Philly Rob.
Philly Rob, who's got a similar last name to me. He was the one who said that to me. And now I've played there
did he
a
make
few
it
times
out ever?
And
did
I've ever, never he, did, seen him.
Saw him. Well, buddy, oh my goodness. That is a brilliant transition.
Into what you got to talk about.
You don't even realize how good you are with that story. Because as much as you would like to hold Rob accountable for not coming to see you at the Whiskey A Go-Go, I'm about to blow your mind.
Okay.
About to blow your mind.
All right.
So we're coming up on episode 100. Am I correct? Our next episode. Yeah. I'm going to stop talking like this and I'm going to talk seriously. I had this scratch in the back of my head. We've spoken about episode 100 before. And by scratch in the back of my head, I mean Allie told me. Shout out Allie. Thanks for bringing this to my attention. She helped me. Allie helped this podcast.
Allie England Allie?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Back in episode 37. Now I'm going to pull up our own podcast.
Wow, you're going back to that's 61
but that's
episodes
relevant.
Ago.
It's relevant because at that point, episode 100 seemed far away. And we're now
It was far away.
We're now one episode away from 100. I'm going to pull up episode 37. Pastel Pink Man Panties is the title of episode 37.
Hey, can I ask you something real quick?
You may.
So what happened in episode 37?
Episode 37. And I was particularly happy with the name of that one, Pastel Pink Man Panties, because...
What was the name of that one?
Pastel Pink Man Panties.
Oh, wow. Was that like when I ran out of the...
We have consistent good podcast names.
They're usually at the expense of me, but, you know.
Not really. Well...
Yeah.
50-50. Debatable. Yeah. Well, this is going to be at the expense of you. I'm going to pull up episode 37 right now to reference.
Oh, man.
For my.
Allie must like seriously. I can't even, before you go any further, I couldn't even tell you what we talked about on episode 37 at all. And the fact that Allie has done such a deep dive.
She went on a deep dive and she helped us out. But also, I remembered that this happened.
After you saw it?
No, before. I was like, this, we talked about episode 100 before. And then that's about where my brain quit and hers took over. And then she was able to find it. I appreciate that. Now I'm going to pull it up now because we're getting
scared.
Close.
Something tells me I'm
close
to fucking...
This is getting close to like...
Something tells me I'm going to have to do something I'm not going to want to do.
Dragging it out a little too long. Episode 37, Pastel Pink Man Panties. All right, you with me? You with me, Johnny, buddy?
Oh, wow. Look at me. I'm wearing the full jumpsuit. Look how short your hair is.
You're wearing your tracksuit again. Yeah. You look exactly the same.
What's the date on that?
The date is... That's a good question. Hang on.
It says 2 years ago.
You
have to hit more.
Well, February
9th, 2022.
This is 2 years ago. I look good there. Do I look any older? Do I look 2 years older now? Probably.
You look less stressed there. Me?
Oh, I'm smiling.
Me, I don't know what I look like there. But
I don't know if less stressed is.
Had I started losing the hair on the left side of my head yet? Is the question.
All right, I'm going to stop dragging this out. I would like for you to listen to what we discussed.
Okay.
Let's let it
make
play.
Make sure you got the volume, the sound on the.
No, I'm sharing my sound. I'm sharing my sound with you, man, because I want you to hear what we spoke about. Let's let this play through, and then we can go back and evaluate. Okay. Okay. Episode 37, Pastel Pink Man Panties. Johnny, you and Ryan had a discussion about...
Next question. How much would it cost me to pay you to go to the top of a skyscraper? Mm-hmm. You know, like an Empire State Building, an Eiffel Tower, whatever, tall public. I actually want to say, I want to go Eiffel Tower. I'm rolling Eiffel Tower. How much would it cost me to pay you to go to the top of the Eiffel Tower wearing only a pair of pink mantis, only the mantis.
You said it wrong.
And
shell panties.
In Titanic style and in Titanic position. I'm on top of,
the world.
Yeah, go.
Well,
how much?
Just buy my ticket. That's all. Buy my ticket and be the guy with the phone to put it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Episode 100, I'm fucking totally taking you to France. I'm filming you standing on top of the... It's got to be like this. You got to be standing there with your arms out. I'm on top of the world! Just like that.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah. I understand the question. And I'm saying... As long as I... Hey, resort to answer number one. As long as I don't get a...
All right.
Arrested or a ticket that I just,
well, there's a chance of getting arrested on the Eiffel Tower. That's why I'm asking how much would it cost me? Just a plane ticket. I'll buy the plane ticket. Now you're on the hook for the bail. But
I mean, you got to like the hotel and like expenses.
Okay.
And, like,
that's fine.
I'll probably be hungry while I'm over there. I'd like to eat something, you know?
All right. Well, you know, I'm going to start looking. We're going to take the podcast.
Saving.
The Whatever Buddy podcast is going on the road.
And, hey guys, follow, subscribe.
Well, should we look for plane tickets right now?
My immediate question to you is, did you forget that you made a promise to me, buddy?
Yeah. I sure did.
I didn't. We got a good banter, dude. You know what, dude? This is going to work out. Because like, we're entertaining people. That was fun to watch.
What was the segment we were in the middle of?
Yeah, I don't know. We were just asking each other questions.
I thought of that question.
You want to back up and see more of it? You want to?
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. What, did I write that question?
Let's see. Let's back it up a little bit and see. I got nothing else to do today.
What I'm saying is I'm game. Notes, and I wouldn't skip class. And then as a result, I would justify that being my part.
Yeah. I didn't study much and graduated in the bottom 10% of my class.
True story.
But I'm not like that kind of student, bro. You know, you can't put a guy like me in a room with a bunch of effing people looking at a board and like just being like, okay, yeah, got it all. No, I'm looking around, you know, doing all this other shit, you know, maybe trying to look up Susie's dress down the lane.
Hey,
there.
Hey, now. You know? Hey, now. That was our tangent. Let's get back to the questions.
Here we go.
All right, questions. Bro. Let's make the theme TV. Pink underwear and Tom Brady.
That's what we talked about.
Let's do it. Go. Actually, I'm up first.
Yeah, you go first. I didn't.
All right, I'll go first. On the topic of pink undies. Under what circumstances would you be willing? Would you be willing to wear a pink thong in public? Go.
As long as I don't get in trouble, like indecent exposure or something like that. I don't want to like.
Get a I did that already, fine. Harris.
That is such.
It's a in a music video.
Answer.
Me doing. Wait,
you know what? No, it's not a boring answer.
You say that I make fun of you all the time. I gave a good answer to that question, and you say this.
Go.
As long as I don't get in trouble. Like,
it's a good answer.
Exposure or something.
That's a good
like
answer,
that.
Johnny.
Like,
and then you say.
Or a fine.
That is such a boring answer. Like, what would.
Was that a boring answer? It's not a boring answer, because basically what I'm saying is I'm game.
Yeah. Basically what I'm saying.
I thought it was a boring answer. I've definitely lost hair since then. Stress, man, my life. It's been crazy.
You know what, dude? Revisiting us talking dumb shit about us, it'll be just fine. This podcast is going to be just fine.
I was entertained. I almost by feel that like episode. We've gotten worse since then.
Worse?
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm trying to give us some credit over here.
Anyway, so, let me, okay. So,
that was my right. topic. Let's, so, I guess, okay, I guess, well, so I guess, you, I guess no, you're no. back, backing out on going to Paris.
No, I'm not backing cool. out on it. It just might be. Not at episode 100. It'll be done at some point. And as long as it's past episode 100, it'll qualify for the episode 100.
Hey, Allie, make mental note. Johnny's promising on episode 99 that, what, episode 200 we're going to Paris?
No, it might be episode 104. I might get a bunch 104? Of money next week and be like, all right, we're going to Paris. Let's do this.
Oh, so it's like open-ended.
I'll be in France this summer. And then in the fall, maybe you just come out and visit. We'll do it during then.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe that would actually be pretty cool. I'll come out this summer. Yeah. Episode what? Call it.
Episode Harris on the road.
110, 110, yeah. 115.
Probably not even that far. That would be the one in the fall. I would say by July will be like.
Bro,
fucking,
I would make the podcast art, me at the top doing the Titanic.
With a big black box over the lower half.
Because I only have pink man panties on.
Exactly. There is a music video online of me getting out of the van in pinkish purple thong underwear.
Yeah,
it's in
I remember that.
The Warner Drive Christmas.
Hey, not to change the topic, but speaking of cover art, it's getting annoying that it's always me. You got to send me a picture for this episode.
I sent you a picture. You were like, it has to be this way. And I was like,
I asked for a specific aspect ratio, which is not a big ask. And you sent me something that didn't work. So I used me again last time. Maybe we are getting worse. I think we are getting worse.
Think?
No.
I thought there for a second we were getting better. But it's possible we are getting worse.
Comment your opinions on if this podcast is getting better or worse.
Crickets.
Crickets. Hey, so Coachella had some problems, man. Have you heard about that?
No, but I love it.
Yeah.
As long as nobody got hurt. As long as nobody got hurt.
Oh, well, that's not true either. The first problem, Kid Cudi jumps off the stage. And I don't know if he broke his ankle or just like sprained it really bad, but they had to like
who's
carry
Kid
him off.
Who's Kid Cudi?
He's an artist. I think he's a rapper. But yeah, he jumps down. You see him just fold. And then the security came over and like picked him up and he's like walking on one leg. And then there's a bunch of microphone cutouts.
Did he like continue his show?
No. Stopped it right then and there.
Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. I don't like seeing that kind of shit because it's like so bro.
You gotta be fascinated. This is great. All right, I'll let you finish. Actually, this is a great segue into something that I wanted to talk about.
There's more problems at Coachella if you want to.
Oh, let's hear more problems at Coachella.
No, you can say what you were gonna say.
No, because that'll take us way off the that'll take us off base. So I'd rather hear the rest of this, and then
there's a bunch of like microphone cutouts. Like Lana Del Rey had some like audio issues, and then the biggest one was that girl Grimes. I think she's kind of like a DJ, sort of like indie pop artist, or whatever. She's standing in this like DJ booth, and all of a sudden, just like all her tracks go down, and she's explaining to the people. I got the video of it. We don't have to watch the whole thing. I'm not laughing at her, but like
I'm not laughing. I kind of feel bad for her. It sounds like it was like some kind of technical thing that wasn't her fault.
Well, I think it was her fault, but like how awkward would this be? 60s.
It always happens once. Okay, I just want to say one thing. This shit always fucking happens. All my tracks are twice as fast, so I'm not mixing very well. But I'm going to keep trying, and I appreciate you guys being here.
Without a major technical difficulty.
That sucks.
I mean, yeah.
And just don't blame me. It's not my fault. Well, it's partially my fault, but it's not entirely my fault.
And this goes on for like 6 minutes, but it's like, here, I'll fast forward, Tom.
What else he say? What, was it going on like that because somebody was fixing it? Happened again?
I'm not fast at math, but I am going to.
Oh God! Could you imagine how horrifying that must have been?
I mean, it goes on for like 6 minutes. Yeah, I feel bad
what,
for
but,
her.
But what keeps going on for 6 minutes?
It seems like she's running track. Obviously, it's on a computer, and then the computer changed her BPMs. So
why doesn't she have a backup computer there? Like bands that run tracks have two computers on stage in case one fucks up.
Yeah. To be in front of that many people and like have an issue that really you're not going to fix on the fly. I feel kind of bad for.
I want to say like, why was it okay? Like, all right, I'm entering, Johnny, get your facts straight. Your head straight.
Stutters
I'm entering
McGee.
Uncharted territory.
Entering uncharted territory.
Okay. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about when it comes to this stuff.
Johnny doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm a drummer who couldn't really probably figure out how to plug in your guitar if he had asked me to with the pedals.
I agree.
Okay. That being said, I would imagine if she did this thing with the double time tracks and speed or whatever, that she would have taken the time before the show that she's probably, if she's a closer at an event like that.
Yeah, it was a nighttime slot.
Right. So she's getting paid like seriously no less than $100,000. Probably more like fucking $500,000.
Yeah.
The reality of it is she's not rehearsed. That is the equivalent of a band not practicing. Figure it out before the fucking show.
I agree, especially if the main instrument is your computer. On a separate note, I think she's kind of cute and I like her and I feel bad that that happened to her. And I'm going to move on in a similar topic not her specifically.
I'm not done.
How boring is watching a DJ.
Well, they're not there watching her. They're dancing. Yeah. What she's doing is there's a bunch of people on drugs at that moment in time.
That's what it's
and she's just
be.
And she's just fucking up their high. She's really bad with this shit.
She's facilitating all the other things going on with the mushrooms and whatever they're doing.
I want to compare the medical tent attendance that night versus the medical tent attendance for the same thing the night before. Did her fuck-ups mess with people's trips so much that they're like, I'm freaking out. I gotta go to the medical tent. Or they're just like, man, you're killing me. Probably just, man, you're killing
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I think it's regardless. They're like, man, you're bringing me down. You're bringing me down, bro.
Why did she keep talking? I mean, I would imagine that was because somebody was trying to fix. Well, why not try to play the music? Here's another question for you.
Kept going down.
If you're a DJ, right? Yeah.
Never will be.
Why wouldn't you have your hard drive there that if something goes down with the set you're playing right now, fuck it. I'll go back to Vegas 2017 set, pop that fucker on and just have it as your backup in case something like this was to happen. There's so many ways that could have been prevented.
Yeah.
What happened to her? That's what happens when you give somebody who probably shouldn't have that position.
Okay.
That position.
I thought you lagged there. That was a long,
no,
was
I,
a long
I was trying to politically
pause.
Correctly answer that because the reality of it is that's lack of professionalism. There should have been a backup computer with the same shit on it. There should have been a backup 100%. Plan. If something goes down, have another fucking set list set ready to go that you're familiar with.
It's no different than breaking a string and having a backup guitar. You break your snare, you got a backup snare.
Yep.
Or you, all that. Yeah.
No, I look at that as like There's a lot of people to blame there. She's to blame there. Her management's to blame there. Her tour manager's to blame there. You know, I mean, even the people at Coachella, you know, it's not their job, but even if I was at Coachella and I'm going to pay somebody that much money, I would make sure to say to their agent, like, hey, listen, make sure that if she has technical issues, she has a backup plan.
Well, I mean, you're going to do that for every band?
But for a band, you know, when was the last time besides fucking Corey Feldman? Have you seen something like that happen?
Oh, like a
and I wouldn't even call that a fucking band. You call that whatever the fuck it is, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, there's a big difference. Well, no, he did that at Rockville. That's a pretty big show. I was going to say, he did it on a much lower scale than Coachella, which
it's lower scale than Coachella because Coachella is huge.
Yeah,
and the dance party probably has more people fucking watching than the bands.
Coachella's changed.
I've never been.
They did okay. I just thought of this because I referred to my notes here. The Blur played.
Did they?
That's awesome. Blur. I love the Blur.
It's Blur. Well,
the crowd didn't.
What do you mean?
There's video of the crowd just like, they're so disinterested. Couldn't care less.
In Blur.
Yeah, they're like trying to get the crowd to sing along and stuff, and it's just like radio silence.
Do you have footage of that? I'd like to see that because Blur was really big. They're the
woohoo.
I liked them before
check it.
The album, they sing, girls will be boys and boys will be girls. I sing in a monotone like this with everything I sing.
Yeah, I was going to pull that video up, but I'm just gonna sit here and let you sing the rest of that song.
That's cool, dude.
Here we go.
Oh, they were a nighttime slot.
Yeah. Rad band.
They're awesome, dude. I like them a lot.
So this song has been, I mean, my goodness, this next song has been so good to us. But I did get shown a TikTok of it being kind of performed by a vacuum cleaner. which is, you know,
did the Gorillaz play at Coachella too?
Humbling and inspiring.
I don't know. He is the Gorillaz, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, look how old the drummer got.
I don't know how much of that this I can play without it getting.
You know, the thing also is like Blur in America, that was like their only hit, really. That and Girls Will Be Boys, that one, Boys Will Be Girls, or whatever it's called. In Europe, if they were to play that song, they probably hate playing America's festivals because in Europe, the people are going ape shit for Blur. Ape shit. If they're playing in England, they're playing in a stadium headlining, you know?
I don't know why. Why do I keep saying The Blur?
Because it's easy. The Blur. Because they're like, the band didn't want to watch The Blur. The Blur.
You mentioned earlier that you had two or three topics, and I'm curious as to what those are.
Well, I guess I could use Blur as a segue. After watching that video, it leads me into one that will lead into another. It leads me into, and you might have listened to this because you're a big Howard Stern fan, while waiting to do the podcast here at the room. I was on YouTube and I stumbled upon Pearl Jam on Stern yesterday.
Oh, it was so good. It was really good.
You know, really good. But I'll tell you, if I was to see any of them in the airport other than Jeff Ament, the bass player, or Eddie Vedder, the singer, I would not even know these dudes were in Pearl Jam. And I was a Pearl Jam fan and I know what Pearl Jam looks like. But like a lot of things in life, like for
Stone
example,
Stone Gossard looks the same.
Stone Gossard's the one
he has short hair. He
has short hair. It's parted on the side and he wears glasses. He looks like a goddamn accountant. Nothing wrong with being an accountant. That's what I'd look like if I went like this. But the reality.
And then Mike McCready is the other guitar player.
McCready. No, Mike McCready looks like Mike McCready. Stone Gossard's the gray haired guy.
I think I got him flipped. I got him flipped.
I actually was so confused. I'm like, well, that's definitely McCready. Because he was the guy doing most of the talking with about guitar stuff with Howard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but that does not, and I couldn't remember Stone's name. but I recognized it when I saw it. I had to go to the Wikipedia page of Pearl Jam. I was about to say I had to go to the Wikipedia page of Incubus, but Incubus. I'm talking about Pearl Jam. I had to go to the Wikipedia page for Pearl Jam to see, and it is, you know, the same guys. And,
yeah, it's
and
all the
what's
guys.
His name? Mike Cameron.
Except Matt Cameron's a replacement drummer, but he's
a replacement, but he's been there
might
forever.
As well be. Yeah, might right. as well be.
And it's a, I think it's his second stint. I think when Matt Cameron was still in Soundgarden, he yeah. didn't play in Pearl Jam, but he had helped out Pearl Jam in between drummers at times. Yeah. And I think Jack Irons took over or something. I think he was a drummer.
I was talking to my brother about this yesterday because we were talking about the Pearl Jam thing. And dude, it's awesome to see them, and particularly the Black Crowes, still putting out good music.
I haven't heard new Black Crowes, but let me get to my thing.
It's really good. It's really good. It's like you listen to it and you're like, that's the Black Crowes. And it's, sounds really good. Okay, yeah, I think maybe I cut you off. My bad. Yeah,
it's all right. I'm the interrupter you can be today.
Right, so, the interrupter.
I can't help but think about while I'm watching that at age, and you can't stop it. You just can't stop it. Just us looking at episode 37, I've lost hair since then. But granted, I've been under a lot of stress. I think that's a lot.
Keep saying it, dude. You're going to give life to it, man. I looked great.
Well, you did. I looked good, too. It was the drag suit with me. I'm having a bad hair day today. But the point I'm getting at is you can't stop life. And even going back and looking at episode 37.
It's deep, man.
I remember recording that episode. I remember that morning putting on my jumpsuit. I remember all of that. And it was only 2 years ago. But just like that, 2 years have gone by. Just yeah. like that. And 2 years crazy. Are going to go by just like that when we look at this episode. Episode 99. We're bound to go back and be like, what was it like for us right before we hit episode 900 when we're about to hit episode 500?
Tell you what it was like. That was the one where Johnny promised the second time he's going to take Ryan to Paris.
Right. So the point I'm getting at is I was just amazed at the fact that I remember when Pearl Jam 10 came out. I remember the 90s of like learning to hate Pearl Jam because Eddie Vedder made a whole generation of annoying singers. Eddie Vedder was great, and then all that shit that followed got really annoying after a while.
Yeah, you can't hate Pearl Jam because other bands copied.
No, I loved them. I loved them. First time I ate mushrooms, Lake Tahoe, mm-hmm. got back to Reno, Nevada, I'm Alive came on. It was very symbolic, you know? I guess what I'm getting at is, first, I didn't realize Yellow Ledbetter was written for the first album, but Eddie Vedder didn't have lyrics for it. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. I thought that song came later. I didn't realize it was just a B-side that came out between albums.
It was on Vitology, was it not?
It might have been, but it came out like, it was like kind of a song, like a gap song, almost like Patience was for Guns N' Roses in between like Use Your Illusion and,
yeah.
and Appetite. With that being said, it kind of freaked me out. And I was having a conversation with a friend this morning, and we were talking about death.
Jeez, dude.
Come on. This is life.
Continue.
I know this is supposed to be a lighthearted podcast and all.
Yeah.
But this is life, and this is stuff that freaks me out.
Johnny murder scene over here.
Well, no. This has nothing to do with murder. This has to do with
death. Just,
no, like my fear of death and why I fear death. That's what this has to do with.
Yeah.
And my fear of death comes from the fact that I believe that there's life after death. But what if there's not? And that's where my fear lies, you know? And I also hope it's quick and painless.
Then you won't know any different.
So you're just saying that's it? You go to sleep and that's it?
Can't control it.
I know you can't control it.
A friend of the family.
What is your belief?
A friend of the family was in a war. Was a soldier in a war. This is a true story. I'm not being funny. And I was talking to him, Vietnam, in particularly violent war. And he made a comment, and I think I was younger. And it's like, well, how do you even like take a step forward in that situation, you know? And he goes, well, you just have to accept the fact that you're probably already going to die. And if you see the guy next to you get shot, you can't think about it. Because if that were you getting shot, you wouldn't know any different. Now, that's really, really dark and heavy. But the point is, Why worry about it twice?
That's only if you die immediately. What if that guy's fucking just sitting there, gets stabbed in the or shot in the stomach and just bleeds out, and it takes 2 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't have.
You're gonna know you got fucking shot.
I don't have anything for that. I guess I'm just trying to say, like, you can't.
No, but okay.
Change the unavoidable, Johnny.
No, I'm not making saying me, that. But you're missing my insightful. Point. You're okay. being my point. You're missing my point. I do believe there's life after death, and I do believe in reincarnation and all that stuff. What do you believe in? What do you ever think about this, or is just like one of those, like, I'm just not even going to go there?
No, I think about it. I think it's more about energy, not to get hippie on you, but it's like whenever someone dies, they look different. It's like something's gone from them. Call it a soul.
Yeah.
And I think that returns out into the world, you know, some sort of earth balance. I think our souls might live on, and I don't have a formed theory on this, dude.
Well, I don't think anybody does.
I want to come back as a.
I think there's things to be learned in life. And I think that those lessons need to be learned. You know, like when you meet somebody and you're like, wow, that's like an old soul. Yeah. It almost makes me feel like that's somebody who's come back, who's already learned what they needed to learn. And now they're here to apply it. If they come back, I'm with you on the sense that when my brother and my pops passed, I was looking at them. That it's looked them like anymore. Them, but it's not them. Like, the energy's not there. I don't like to use the word God because I feel like the word God sounds like a man. And it's weird to think there's a sex on this higher power. But until somebody, and I believe in a higher power, until somebody can explain to me the eyeball and the human body and how it works and came to be, yeah, evolution. That's my most annoying answer. It's evolution, dude. It's like, fuck off. Still, it had evolution at a start somewhere.
Dude, have you watched Life on Our Planet on Netflix?
Not yet, but I was just going to finish and say, until somebody can prove that all to me and explain it, like truly explain how it came to be, the eye and how it works, the human body, how it works and heals itself, until somebody can break that down, I will not stop believing that there's a higher power. Now continue. What's this thing on Netflix that you were talking about?
Well, the thing on Netflix, it starts at the beginning of the earth, like the first single-celled organism. I forget what the name of it is, but it was basically like the genesis of all life. And then it took a couple billion years before that became, you know, like the cells started to multiply. And then like life began in water. And how did life go from water to earth? And then how did it turn into animals? And it goes through the dinosaurs. And the earth has had, I think it's like 3 or 4 apocalypses already, like where, like, you know, like obviously the meteor that killed the dinosaurs was one of them. And there was others before that. And then it takes like millions of years for life to pop up from that. And and all the while, everything they're talking about is animated. So you're watching it as they're explaining all this stuff. So it has all these creatures that, you know, like existed millions and millions of years ago. And then it also, and like fast forward, so I don't get too boring here, it comes up to man. And it like the point of it is essentially like man is the first and only living being on the planet that is aware of its role in the destruction of the planet. You know? Like the dinosaurs get hit by a meteor, they didn't know any different. But like man is aware of like the environmental changes that are going on and things like that.
Yeah, greed. Greed's killing the planet.
Yeah. Did we just get boring? I think we just might have gotten boring.
Oh, we just got deep.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back around.
It's fascinating though, dude. I like seriously, I've watched it twice. It's like 8-part series. It's called Life on Our Planet. It's really good.
I'll watch that. That's a tough one for me to get into because that's like sounds like science, and maybe that is. But it just I don't know. Some people act all like tough and cool. It's like, hey man, death is death. We're going to all do it. It's like, yeah, we're all going to do it. Doesn't mean I want to do it. I really kind of like life.
Yeah, dude. I want to see things, man. If I had any fear, it's like I want to see what things are like in 100 years, and I know I'm not going to. You know,
isn't that the weirdest thing fear. To see things like you see a year, like, you know, I don't 2050. I remember driving up Crescent Heights a while back, and like they were doing something in West Hollywood that they're trying to finish by 2050. And I'm just like, 2050? Will I still be alive?
The thing that bums me out the biggest, you know what really bums me out? So, you know, Mount Rushmore in South Dakota.
Trump wanted to have his face added to that.
Yeah, what a booger. Goober. anyways, I don't know why I called him a booger. But down in that,
definition.
In that same area, they're doing a carving of, is it Geronimo? No, Crazy Horse. I'm sorry. Crazy Horse. The Native American Crazy Horse. And it's, they have a sculpture of what it's going to look like. Right now, his face is done and they're starting on his hand. It's essentially going to be Crazy Horse, like riding his horse in this big giant stone Mount Rushmore type sculpture. Have you heard of any of this? Am I speaking anything to your knowing of?
No.
And it's going to take it like, I forget, like 100 more years to finish or something like that. It's like, we're not going to see it in our lifetime. And that bums me out because I want to see it finished. Did I just lose you? I just lost
100%, you. 100%.
Yeah. All right. Well,
no idea what you're talking about.
Win some, lose
Mount
some.
Rushmore.
There's a sculpture that's going to be done and like, we're not going to be here to see it. And I'm interested in that stuff because it's cool and I want to see it, Johnny.
Well, I think
that's
about
it.
Things like this. Like, you ever drive down the 101? I'll see pictures. I was watching something the other day. It was like from the 70s. And the signs on the 101 look like they're the same effing signs that they were in the 70s that they are now. Those signs are going to outlive everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you ever like look at a street?
Oh,
like
I think about that with my guitars. Oh, I think about with my guitars all the time and it bumps
here.
Me out.
This freeway will be here years after I'm dead.
Yeah. Yeah. I think about it with my guitars and it bums me out so bad. It's like, what's going to happen to these when I'm not here anymore? Is someone going to take care of them for me?
You got to get a will going.
I know.
You know, I meet young people.
The question remains.
Meet young people now. When I was doing, you know, like more of those kids gigs, I'd look at these kids and like, these kids are children. When these kids are my age, I'm most likely past. Yeah. And you know, that's kind of like a crazy concept. Like, how old will Johnny's son be when I pass? Because I remember when that little man was born. Great kid, by the way.
I think about that whenever. Yeah, he is a good kid. I think about that whenever I watch like Peaky Blinders. Did you ever watch Peaky Blinders? It's really good. It's a show about organized crime in like Birmingham, England in the 1920s. And it's like, I watched that and it's like, their actors acknowledged, but all the people of that time are gone. And it was 100 years ago, you know.
It's like, I think the last surviving member of the Titanic is gone.
Really?
You know, and that person was like a baby. Yeah, they would have to be
1920s.
They'd be 114 years old. That happened in 1914, right?
Well, even the movie, the lady that was the old lady. I mean, that movie was in the 90s and there was an old lady.
Was that lady like a real lady?
I believe so.
Let's see. I'm asking Google. Are there any
living survivors of the RMS
living
Titanic
survivors? Oh, that's search. It's a search that I didn't have to type it all out. There are no living survivors of the Titanic. The last survivor, it looks like this was the lady from the movie, actually. Elizabeth Gladys Melvina Dean died in 2009 at the age of 97. Dean was 2 months old when she boarded Titanic with her family on April 14th, 1912.
Old. She lived to, yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, that's pretty crazy, dude. Oh, buddy, well, you've officially brought in a topic that is...
That's pretty neat to know the last...
Bumped me out.
The last person who lived, like, survived. I mean, wow, that's crazy, dude. I mean, and you know what, dude? I think that's the lady from the movie. You should
have you watched that show, Masters of the Air?
No.
So you remember Band of Brothers in the Pacific? They were a miniseries about World War II.
They made a movie. Yeah, I never watched it.
Well, they didn't make a movie, but I guess like Saving Private Ryan and stuff were World War II movies. But it started Band of Brothers.
I went to Normandy last year. That was wild.
Yeah, well, Band of Brothers is about that. And then the Pacific is about, obviously, the Pacific end of World War II. And then this current show that just came out, Masters of the Air, is about, they called them the Bloody 100th. It was like the guys that flew the bombers. And those things moved so slow, they called them the Bloody 100th because they just got shot down. Like, and if they completed 25 missions, they were allowed to go home. But like, it didn't happen often. What was my point, Ryan? What was your point, Ryan? What was your point? Oh, the characters are real people. So they talk to those people. They use the real guy's help to get the story right. And then they show the person in real life. And a lot of them are gone. Oh, I'm depressed now, Johnny. I'm depressed.
Why are you depressed?
I don't like thinking about dying.
That's the thing, man. That's the thing about life. That's crazy. And this goes to anybody else, you know?
I mean, we were doing good. We were talking about music.
We'll bring the music back. You know, it's like Chevy Chase is a perfect example of what I meant about Pearl Jam. I picture Chevy Chase from the movie Fletch and Vacation. That's how I see Chevy Chase. Then every now and again, he'll pop up on TV for something. I'm like, Chevy Chase is an old man. This is not how I remember him.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of stuff, I hate to say it. It just freaks me out. It just shows you what life does. And that you look at all those young kids today, there someday will be old people and a whole fresh generation of young people. And those young people might see what you're talking about. Not the ones that are kids now, but the kids that are kids now.
I can't wait for some of these disrespectful kids to start feeling old.
When do they, what year? Like, will Johnny's kid get to see that thing you're talking about up or will be finished by in his lifetime?
Let me see when it's going to be finished. I gotta, because I know I enjoy my half truths, but Crazy Horse. Horse. Typed Crazy House. Crazy Horse Memorial. I'm going to pull it up so you can see it because I totally lost you when we were talking about it. So the memorial, it says at the time the construction on Crazy Horse started in 1948.
What is Crazy Horse?
So the Crazy Horse Monument. Crazy Horse is a Native American. And this is it right here. Can you see that?
Yeah, like they started that in 1948 and it's not
They started yet. In 1948 and it's a it's not a company doing it. It's like a man that owns the land and it's a personal project.
Yeah, but he's going to be dead before it's done. So who's going to take over when he's dead?
Of course, his kids. So you can see they have the face done and they're working on the hand. And let's see if I can see. This is what it's supposed to look like. This is what it's going to look like. You see that sculpture?
Yeah.
That's what it's going to look like when it's finished. And as of now, that's what they have done. Okay.
At this rate, there's not going to be a living family member left.
Right. So as of 2022, there was no timeline for when the monument would be completed. However, the hand, arm, and shoulder, hairline, top of the horse's head are estimated to be finished by 2037.
All right, we'll be alive for that.
So we'll be around for that, but we won't be around. Maybe, you know what? Buddy, you just turned it around. You just turned it around. You gave me a glimmer of hope. All I got to do is make it to 2037. Yeah. And on that note,
I want to live to 100. I mean, that's God's honest truth, you know? And the amount of anxiety I got every day, we'll see if I can make it past, you know, 50. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Yeah.
The anxiety is going to be the issue.
On that note, everybody.
Yeah. Sorry that we got dark, guys. We talked about music a little bit, though. I think we maybe.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us today here on episode 99 of the WBP. Episode 100 around the corner. We're gonna make that special. We're gonna bring back
better plans. We're gonna start planning.
We have friends that have been on in the first 100 episodes. We want to bring back for a couple of minutes here and
there.
You're
gonna
have
to come over here and we're gonna plan this. Okay, we can't phone in episode 100. Yeah,
probably going to take us a few days to record this one. But like, subscribe, and report as usual. And
as the usual.
Here's to the end of 99. And again, starting episode 100. Next episode's episode 100. And when that
triple
happens,
digits.
I guess that's the next chapter. It's the next 100. So you know, hopefully,
it's a long exit.
That's an exit because it's the end of a 100. This is technically the 100th episode, I guess. Right? It's 99, but.
Savor the moment.
All right, guys. See you next week.
See you
later.